highly functioning until I wasn't. And then it just became this crazy facade and this double life. And, you know, I just know there's so many people out there that we know of and don't know of that are suffering from mental health and substance abuse. And it's just so beautiful that you guys have this platform now around the world.
Darren Prince is a best-selling author, public speaker, and entrepreneur.
He is the president and CEO of Prince Marketing Group,
a sports and entertainment marketing agency that specializes in marketing and celebrity bookings.
My legacy's got nothing to do with my business career, man. I want to go up there and people are remembering Darren Prince as the guy that went deep into health and came out on the other side and sprinkled hope and recovery across the world for people suffering with mental health and substance abuse issues. That's legacy.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Legacy Makers Podcast. Today joining me is a dear friend, a business partner, Mr. Darren Prince. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, man.
So Darren is a very famous celebrity agent, worked with many of the biggest names in the history books of legends. And, you know, so very fitting for Legacy Makers. But on top of that, he's working on his legacy, something that the world needs, something that's massively impactful. In your episode, you break down, you know, your battles and struggles with addiction and now how you've taken that, you know, and over the last 16 years, turn that pain and struggles into helping other people fight through it. And you've got a top book, a best-selling book, charities, you speak around the world. So super excited for you to be here and have an episode. And welcome to Legacy Makers.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
So let's dive in. Do you mind just kind of giving everyone a teaser of what in the episode they'll kind of hear and your backstory into all this?
Yeah, so it's more or less being a fly on the wall to my life journey of working with some of the most elite icons in the world while I was more or less struggling deep in hell and addiction. I found my purpose, man, on this journey. Yeah, and I found my mission on this journey. And who would have thought working with all those icons would have given me a platform to meet people like you, get in business with people like you, and get on a show like this?
And it's, you know, obviously I know your story, and in the episode you break it down. It's, you know, fascinating how you've now turned this into something so great, but also what you went through back then when you were, you know, hanging out with some of the big famous celebrities at an event and just battling this alongside it behind the scenes, right?
Yeah, I mean, highly functioning until I wasn't. And then it just became this crazy facade and this double life. And, you know, I just know there's so many people out there that we know of and don't know of that are suffering from mental health and substance abuse. And it's just so beautiful that you guys have this platform now around the world, you know?
Yeah, I think more people need this more than ever because, you know, I think America as a country is more vocal on struggling with addiction and difficulties. But I know for sure England, it's like the old working class, you know, Victorian worker in the factory just getting on with it. You know, if you talk about your weaknesses in England, addictions, problems, it's seen as a bad thing, right? And I think time is slowly changing that. But I do think America is more on the forefront of accepting that and trying to support people. But, you know, how are you finding it in the last 16 years, you know, helping people? Do you find that differences between countries and cultures?
There's definitely different between countries and cultures because, like you just said, in England, you know, I know there's a stigma in certain countries still. And I think it's work hard, play hard, you know, and don't complain.
Yeah, pretty much.
Blue collar mindset. And, you know, if you're really crushing it, it's that white collar mindset. Yeah. Oh, no. What, you know, I got it going on. You know, I don't have any problems. Yeah. But you know, the reality is, we all do. Yeah, everybody struggles with something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You could be struggling on the bottom of life and you could be on top of the mountaintop. And, you know, the reality is, unless you're working on here and in here and in here, you're not going to get the quality of life that you deserve, that genuine happiness to create that legacy that we're all trying to leave.
Well, and you were, right? You were talking about being on the top. You were on the top, hanging out with, I'm sure, the celebrities you mentioned.
Johnson, smoking Joe Frazier, Pamela Anderson in her prime, and, you know, Dennis Rodman, prime years with the Chicago Bulls, and you know, everybody said, man, this guy's got it all. Everybody I grew up with, look at this life. You know, the woman wanted to be a part of it, the guys wanted to be a part of it, everybody wanted to be rubbing elbows with me. But you know, I was hiding a deep, dark secret.
And was it a pure, you know, you'd go home that day and that whole, like, week and month, it would just be ongoing?
I wouldn't say it was 24-7. It was all throughout the day, though. Like, I would need my opiates to get my morning started and then somewhat in the afternoon, always before an event. But, you know, I'd be sitting here with you, and I tell these stories all the time. It's just crazy to me, man, because 16 and a half years ago, I would have been in the bathroom first snorting some Oxycontin, some Percocets, getting ready to sit down with you for this interview.
Yeah.
I don't need to be that guy anymore. Yeah, yeah. I put God first in my life, and I work on those traumas every day because we all still have them. And I try to just go deep into meditation. And I think service to others is everything. I think when you put that hand out and you be kind to, it could even be a stranger, I think things just manifest.
Yeah.
Vibrate better in our life, because the world is just so focused on success and money, and that's good and great, don't get me wrong, but it really doesn't give you that full, genuine happiness, peace in your heart, peace in your soul.
And it's interesting, the whole addiction side. You see it a lot in celebrities, right? The best of the best, but then there's this thing that comes up. Do you think it's, why in the celebrity world do you think it's such a common thing?
Well, I know why. I've worked with enough when they were young too, from athletes, entertainers, musicians, celebrities, actors, actresses. A lot of them had a break when they were young. And there's sense of entitlement. You're treated differently at such a young age. You're given everything at such a young age. You know, even your own family at some point, you know, has to depend on you financially. So now you're like the top dog at such a young age, and who's going to dare try to question your behavior when you're almost like the lifeline to them having the life that they have, and you're not given a handbook. Nobody ever gives
you a handbook at that age. Yeah.
Like, they didn't give me in my teens.
No.
My mom and my dad would be like, hey, you're going to start a multi-million dollar baseball card company and sell it for $1 million at 19 and then become one of the most respected agents in the world of sports and entertainment. And go figure it out.
You
can figure it out. There was just the way I was treated. And I believed it. I needed all that because I had that hole in my soul at such a young age. So I wanted to be the man.
Yeah, cool.
And as you know, look, I'm sure you went through it at young.
Yeah, in your 20s.
You had a remarkable, you know, career when you were young too. Yeah. And it feels good.
Yeah,
but you have to separate the two to understand, is it giving you that dopamine hit of feeling good? Or is it a validation that, okay, I earned this, but I'm not going to treat anybody differently because of the way I'm being treated. You give and pay it forward the same way those opportunities come up to you. That's a whole person. That's a person that's secure, that knows who they are, that can look themselves in the mirror and know that walking outside or going to a big event. And I mean, I see you when you're at events right now, people flocking all over you for photos, selfies in airports, all that, but you're a humble guy. You're at a place in your life where, you know, you know, you earned it, you know, you work 8 days a week, 24/7 and, you want to pay it forward to people. And at a young age, it's such a beautiful thing to see because you don't see it that much anymore.
Sure. Yeah. That's interesting. And then, you know, talking more now about your episode, right? And obviously sharing this story and the whole point of legacy makers and people sharing their story and journey is the flipping it on the head and the education side, right?
Yeah.
So what are some things people are going to learn from your episode, right? Whether they're struggling with addiction or your success in business, what are some takeaways?
Well, if you could start with business, I think a lot of my clients would say, I'm probably one of the greatest relationship builders the world's ever seen. And I don't take credit for that. That's my late father, Martin Prince, and my mother recently passed a couple months ago. And they instilled that in me from a very young age when I started working with athletes and celebrities. They were so big on wanting to meet everybody, not in a fan way, not, they just wanted, you know, me to be different. My dad didn't always want me focusing on the money.
Yeah.
It's like, find out about their family, find out their hobbies, their dislikes, you know, things that get them to take their favorite food. So when, you know, Magic's in town or Robin or Hulk Hogan, you know, make sure their favorite food, even if it's not near the hotel, order it, have it brought to the room. Those little things allow me to develop deeper personal relationships to the point where now, no matter who it is, it could be Flair, it could be Charlie Sheen, Carmen Electra, and Theron, Columbia, they called me this morning, she's filming a movie, like everything with every one of them is, you know, how's life, how's this, how's that, you know, every call ends with, I love you, you know, when you see them, it's hugs, it's gratitude, and you know, that type of run for 30 years is very rare in my position.
Yeah.
And it's something that I love and I cherish. I love just having that personal side versus being that agent, that entrepreneur, just about the money, the money, the money. No, if anybody's watching this and they're in sales, consumer goods, whatever it might be, focus on the friendship and the relationship first.
I think that's good.
That's what keeps that evolving, where it's not 6 months, a year, it's years and years and years where you're coming to family functions, you're coming to each other's birthday parties. That's what gets you the business. And I think it's because your mindset's in the right integral place when you live that way,
instead of
being that kind of double personality where you're always about that money, but then with a certain tight group, you can be about friendship. I think you got to be that way in business all the time.
Yeah.
No matter who it is. And then as far as the recovery part, I mean, that to me is what legacy makers mean, because I don't care and feel extremely uncomfortable to this day when I'm introduced on, you know, some of the biggest podcasts or interviews, and that word super agent comes up and makes me cringe. I used to thrive on that word.
Yeah.
So much so, and I wrote about it in my book, Aiming High, that I have a tattoo right here. That's how broken, insecure, that was how big the hole was in my soul when I was 24 years old and signed Magic Johnson as my first client. I have a super agent tattoo on my leg. Thank God it's there and it's not here, because I would have done anything to get it removed.
Yeah.
And my father humbled me back then, because when I first signed him, the New York Post Page Six, which was TMZ before TMZ, did a little write-up blurb on it. I didn't do a single marketing deal in my life, and it said, super agent Darren Prince signs Magic Johnson as his first client to Prince Marketing Group. I grabbed 100 copies. I drove home. I gave it to my friends. My dad comes home and sees it. He goes, you need to come over. I come by, sits me down in his office. He goes, come here. He goes, sit down. He's all serious. He goes, sit. Let me tell you something. They're not calling you super because you're anybody special. Magic Johnson's the special one. Remember that. And I was like, oh, okay. I didn't understand it then, but I understand it now.
Yeah.
You know, my legacy, truly, when I'm gone, and I've said this on big stages, I said it on interviews, I said it on Jay Shetty, I've said it on, you know, big TV appearances. My legacy's got nothing to do with my business career, man. I want to go up there 35, 40 years from now, hopefully, because I'll be 55 in a couple months and I feel better than ever. And people are remembering Darren Prince as the guy that went deep into hell and came out on the other side and sprinkled hope and recovery across the world for people suffering with mental health and substance abuse issues. That's legacy.
I love it. And that's why I rang you up for the show. So just finally, finally on the show part, I don't want to give too much away, but you know, talking about legacy, what does a legacy mean to you?
I think legacy is the impact and the imprint you leave behind.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, nothing I've done at Prince Marketing Group is ever going to leave a legacy. Sure, there's big brands and corporations that have had experiences spending time with Hulk, Larry Bird, Magic, you know, so many of the icons over the years, but that's still not legacy. Yeah. Those are moments.
Yeah.
Those are thrilling memories and moments for individuals where when those people pass on, there might be photos with Ali or whoever or Smoke and Joe. But to me, legacy is almost, I have the God-given gift because I put God first in my life to break generational curses.
I like it.
And people's thought process, their DNA, their brain patterns, and their heart and soul to not repeat the patterns of depression, of God forbid suicide, drug addiction, alcoholism. And that is something I hold so near and dear to me in my heart. And I think because of it, I get so many of these GMCs, I call them, God-managed coincidences, these God shots that happen to me at such like crazy times in my life. I mean, you know, you're super close with Knutson. I mean, that was a perfect story we don't need new clients, but this is the girl I was blowing with their talent as an American Idol finalist. And I heard her speak and there was an energy, there was a God-given energy at such a young age that was just like, you know, it's just something special about her as a person. That the talent was obvious. And, you know, I just love that to just have that type of connection with her and different people, because you got to put God first in her life, man. I tell people, if you don't believe in God, believe in a higher power. Believe in something that has kept you here during dark times, or that near fatal car accident that could have happened. You know, there has to be something that we all believe in. And I'm buzzing sometimes in life because I've never been in such a good, great place. But it's also because I do the work, Rudy.
Sure, I do a lot of work,
man. I'm on the road, and my morning started with a workout. Started with my hydrogen water. I'm on the 10X program. You know, Gary Brecka set me up. I've got grounding patches. Yep. I did that for an hour this morning on my feet. And this, I took a cold shower for 15 minutes. And these are things I do every day. Yeah, I have the ice bath back at my place in LA, and it's virtual 12-step meetings. It's being of service to others. It's checking in on my Aiming High Foundation. You know, we scholarship people all over the world. It's my own 501c3 that need mental health and substance abuse treatment. All that put together, it's a routine about 9 or 10 things, you know, lingerie with my meditations and, you know, recce and all these deep sort of meditations that I can get myself into with breath work. Every day it's 9 or 10 things. I don't miss it. I can't miss it, because if I do 8 out of 10, I'm off. And I feel like I'm not serving the great God that's kept me here, and I'm not serving people around me way that I'm meant to.
I like it. So just as a wrap, someone's listening, they're inspired, they can go watch your episode. Where else can they find you and learn more about you?
At @agent_DP, princemarketinggroup.com. Thanks to your incredible team. We have an amazing website. So make sure you check out Rudy's team for that. And I'm still on Facebook, the old school Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. I have a TikTok page, but I don't even know how to work it. But for the most part, you can Google Darren Prince, and quite a bit of stuff comes up. And thankfully, it's quite a bit of good stuff, because I've been on the right path in my life for a long time.
Well, there you go, everyone. Another episode in the wrap. Go check out Darren's episode. It's truly inspiring and serves a great purpose for people out there maybe struggling just like you were that need to hear it. So that's a wrap. Check out the episode. See you soon. Take care.